Today's scripture is Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. Amen.
This message, the series of this message, has three parts. Last time was the first part, and I talked about how stripes occur and goes beyond. And I talked about three things, and I'm going to talk about a man of pride, characteristics of men of pride, third and fifth. And then I'm going to talk about the outcome of pride and our shepherds in humbleness. The root of pride goes back before human cultivation. It is really important to know about pride or arrogance. Many people who are in the Lord or outside the Lord, because of this pride, they have strifes in their hearts and, you know, they experience great tragedy. Lucifer disobeyed. Adam disobeyed because of this pride and arrogance. Adam wanted to be like God after knowing evil and goodness. And, you know, Adam disobeyed God. Father God hates arrogance and pride. Let's say if you touch a filthy thing, what would you do? I don't think you'd live it as it is. You cannot sleep. You cannot eat with that. Would you be able to eat your lunch with the dung on your finger? I think you will try to wash it away with water, or you will use your soap and wash it again until it doesn't smell, until it becomes very clean. You hate snakes. What if you touch snakes? What would you do? Even though you don't see nothing on your in your hand, you will wash it over and over again. Now, what if you have many attributes and characteristics of pride and arrogance, and you know it rottens your bones and it brings troubles to you? And I don't think I can understand if you just have it as it is. Why don't you think it in a filthy when it drives you to the way of destruction? You should wash it away, right away. The children of God should be holy. And pride and arrogance is the sin that Father God hates most. So you have to realize this and get rid of it. Senior Pastor once said, once he decided to get rid of sin because Father God hates it and it's filthy, he got rid of it and it wasn't difficult. Well, it is difficult because you don't want to get rid of it. If you just decide it is so dirty and you want to get rid of it, then you can do it. Father God wants us to get rid of this. You have to look back on yourself whether you have pride or arrogance. I hope that you can change as well. Let me tell you the definition of pride first. It is to think others inferior to yourself, and you believe that you are superior to others. Among many untruths, spiritual arrogance makes you not realize how pride or how proud and arrogant you are. So you always have to awake and discover you have pride or arrogance in you. So you have to be set alert all the time and discover whether you have it or not. The fourth characteristic of pride is that if you are proud or arrogant, you don't listen to others. When they point you, you don't like it. With this kind of heart of arrogance, you don't listen to others. When others point you don't like it, you don't want to listen, you rather hate the person who points you. Someone, you know, reproaches you or, you know, reprimands you, you don't like it. You like those who talk to you with, you know, plausible words. Those who point you, then you don't like them. Well, resembling Father God is discovering yourself and getting rid of what Father God hates through prayers. That is to resemble God. But if you don't listen to others, if you don't want to be pointed out, how can you change? You should rejoice when they point you, and you have to look back. You cannot change if you don't like it. If you hate the one who points you, if you have ill feelings against such person, then you are far from a longing for spirit. So when I ask you these questions, well, look at yourself. When someone points you, do you say, "Thank you, I'll correct that"? Or are you coming with this and that excuses? Well, if you see those who are changing quickly, you know, they have no excuses. They just want to just say, "Thank you," and then I'll, you know, correct myself. However, those who are arrogant do not listen to others. When they are you know, advised or when they are reprimanded, you know, they say, "You know, he doesn't know my heart. I worked so hard, and you got so, you know, hurt in your heart." So now, if you've been like that, you have to change. It's time to change. There was a worker. She wasn't a worker in the mission. Now she became a worker. Now she became a worker to, you know, be in charge of some other things. Of course, you know, she didn't know what to do. She didn't know what to do and what kind of things are necessary. However, I look at her, even though she didn't know anything, she does everything with all her heart. She comes early in the morning. For example, when there is a prayer meeting, she looks around and tries to, you know, set up an environment to people to pray well. You know, she does her job with all her heart to accomplish Father God's work. She's doing her heart. It's so important. Now, whenever I look at her, even though she doesn't know what to do, even though she does not know what kind of things, you know, should be done, she always says, "Thank you. I'm sorry. I will correct it. I will do it right next time." Next time, she does it all that she does it with her heart, and she corrects it. So, Father God is not expecting you to do some jobs well. Father God wants you to realize what you are short of and fix yourself. You know, among the people who received measure of their faith, there were people who didn't receive measure. But this time, you know, she received her measure of faith. She was so happy, and she and her husband, you know, hugged each other and shed tears. You know, husbands come to service and they don't pray, right? There are husbands like that, even though their wives are workers of the church. But they are curious whether their wives could get, you know, a measure of note. But this time, when she got the measure of note, you know, her husband rejoiced together, and then he said, "You know, my wife has changed a lot. You know, I heard those testimonies, and I was so joyful." Someone received the measure of note, and she trembled. She couldn't open that note. I heard it. Working hard, working faithfully, that's not it. As you do your work, you have to know whether you are considering others, whether you consider others' hearts and situation, and whether you say thank you when you are appointed. You have to check yourself every day. You have to know whether you are, you know, pleased when you are praised. You should be thankful when you're appointed, and you have to fix yourself. As you gradually becomes, you know, arrogant, you don't realize how arrogant you are. You cannot say amen. So children of God should always pray and check themselves all the time. When you are appointed, I mean, when people are appointed, there is a big difference between people of spirit and people of flesh. But this is what Pastor Soo-jin Lee said. Well, I'm going to tell you, so look at yourself. The people of spirit, even people of spirit are pointed and reprimanded to, you know, fix their, to fill their deficiencies or in the shortages. When people of spirit are pointed, you know, they say amen. However, they instantly may come up with, you know, excuses with the fleshly thought. But, however, those people of spirit do not change their face. They don't like to be pointed. They just say, okay, I will do it. And thank you. However, people of flesh come up with excuses. And their facial look changed and they don't like to be pointed. And they try to avoid those, you know, people who point them. And they have, you know, ill feelings. So look at yourself. Whether you come up with excuses or whether you had any ill feelings. Even though you didn't raise your voice, if your facial look changes, you gotta look back on yourself. Even though you stood on the rock of faith, so you don't come up with excuses, you have to say whether you're truly grateful in your heart and take those in reprimands or advice with joyful heart. So you gotta look back on yourself. You cannot see yourself whether your facial look changes or not. If you didn't say amen or thanks with your words, yet still if you lost the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then you have to realize this. Well, Pastor Susan Lee, you know, asked pastors to do this and to do that, right? Then she asked two questions. Now, when you advise someone, how did you look? Then, you know, when people of spirit, you know, smile and then accept what they are pointed. You know, what I'm saying is, you know, Pastor Sujali asked me to deliver or convey this message to, or this advice to those people of spirit. Then when I convey those message to those people of spirit, they always say, you know, thank you. And they say it with, you know, smile. And later, I'm going to talk about this later. Why didn't show up in Daniel prayer meeting? You should not say that. You first have to listen to them first. What happened to you? Well, with my, you know, original, you know, characteristic, you know, I would ask them, I didn't show you in Daniel prayer meeting. Why did you do that? You know, that's my case. But now, after she says so, you know, I usually now, you know, I ask what happened and try to listen to, try to understand their situation. So I hope, you know, you can check yourself whether you try to understand other situation and when you are pointed, whether you are joyful and thankful in your heart. So check yourself and pray and change yourself, right? You cannot see how you look on your face. So you have to always look back on yourself and try to find whether you are not truly thankful or joyful from the depths of your heart. Well, when people take the Word of God with as knowledge, or when they take when they experience many spiritual things but do not cultivate them into spirit, people become easily arrogant. You know, when they listen to the message, they work hard in the first, you know, to be humble. But from some moment on, they misunderstand that they accomplished them, even though they have it as knowledge. In the beginning, they work hard to change themselves, thinking of those words. But then later on, they misunderstand that, and when they have it as knowledge, they think they cultivate them into spirit. If you have this kind of heart, you cannot accept what others say. You think you're right. That's why. You have it as knowledge, even though you say, I will listen to even a young man and advise me. But you cannot actually do it with humbleness. You rather have any ill feelings against those people. So you have to look at yourself, how you behaved when people point you. If you ignore those people who are under you or who are your subordinates, then you gotta check yourself very seriously. Well, you listen to your seniors. You say, yes, thank you. But you cannot do that to your subordinates. Well, say, if you think that your major is higher than the other who points you, then you have to check whether you ignore them or not. And you have to know how great arrogance it is. So you always have to listen to others. When I was a parish pastor, there was a role-playing, meeting. There was deaconesses and their daughters. Or, they were sons. Now, they change their roles. Their children play their moms, and moms play their children's role. There was a family. The mother, her daughter was a high school student. And the daughter said, I want to eat out with my friends. Please give me some money. And whatever you eat before your school, don't look tasty. So I will cook for you. So bring your friends to home. Bring your friends home. Bring your friends home, then I will cook for you guys. So that, I don't want you to eat those, unhealthy food before school. No, there are plenty of role-changing games. Now, there was another children. Mom, I want to buy my shoes, so please give me money. And the mother said, I'll buy it for you. I will go together with you and I will buy you whatever you need. So tell me. But the child wants to go out with friends and he wants to find what he likes along with his friends. But his mother told him that he wanted to buy together with it. So I said, why don't you give them money so that they can enjoy what they want to do? Now, when your son says, I want to buy my shoes, well, give him the money so that he can choose whatever he likes. But the mother couldn't do it. But the mother said, okay, yes, amen, I will do it. So the child, the student could buy, her own, shoes or, dine out with, her friends. That's what I heard later on. The mother wanted to give only the good things to, their children. They wanted to feed only the good, fine foods to their children. However, they couldn't understand their children's hearts. However, when they changed their when they changed their roles and played it, they realized that, they didn't listen to each other. Now, as they listen to each other, now they realize that, what others think, and, they learn how to consider others' situation. So, you have to check whether you listen to others carefully and accept whatever they say to yourself, say to you. Those who didn't know the truth, there are people who became very humble, even though their positions or their fame got higher. Let me make an example of the scholar Yi Huang. He is selected as one of the greatest scholars in Joseon Dynasty. His achievement was so great that even scholars from China and Japan respected him and learned what he said. But the reason he was respected was not because of his achievements. The greater reason was his humbleness. No matter what kind of achievement you made, if you don't have virtue or humbleness, you cannot be respected. Even though the whole world respected him, he believed that what he achieved was not complete. Right before he breathed his last, he said before his disciples that, "I tried my best to study this, but I was lazy and I was foolish, so I couldn't make it." He was so humble like this. So whenever he found his shortcomings, he didn't hesitate to fix himself or correct himself. He rather was pleased with his disciples who pointed him. Now, when I made a mistake, and when someone gives me advice, I should be the one who can easily accept that advice or not. If there is someone who can give me advice, then we have to take the advice with joy. Then our faith can quickly increase. People of goodness are humble, and they are touched by even young people. But people of arrogance don't say habitually no to others, and they insist their idea. So you have to check whether you are like this. When senior pastor delivers this kind of message, a pastor told him like this, "Senior pastor, my great parish pastor has changed a lot. From this moment on, she has changed greatly. She pointed her great parish pastor a lot, and the great parish pastor accepted that advice as well. And then she said, my parish pastor pointed me, and so I was able to change. She used to point others a lot. But she said, I had so strong self-righteousness. What people say was not in accordance with my thought, I used to point them a lot, but now I don't do anymore. Now I am ready to accept what others say. You should enjoy what others advise. When you become humble like this, you can come into spirit. You can be loved by Father God." What this was senior pastor said. Well, he also added this. "Now, I want to give advice. And then if he can accept it, then he can come into spirit quickly." Well, you shouldn't do it. He once said this too. "You have to give advice when your boss did something wrong. However, when you see the shortcomings of your boss, you have to pray before God with tears of love first. Then you have to give your boss an advice. You got to do it with love. Instead of saying, 'Why did you do that?' You have to ask first, 'I saw what you did, but when you did that, I thought like this. Am I right?'" Senior pastor was talking about love and order and principle. Well, you should be able to give advice with respect and love. If you have ill feelings, then you have evil in you. You gotta be able to advise with love and respect. And you should be able to ask instead of pointing in the beginning. And you have to, again, you have to be able to do it with love. Now you have ill feelings, and you point him, "Why did you do this? Don't you think it should be done like this? And you rather say, you know, I pointed him in, but he couldn't accept it. You have to ask yourself whether you did that with love and whether you pointed him with your love. He has so strong character. He doesn't listen to me. Whether you ask yourself whether you close your heart to him, whether you judge him and condemn him, you have to check. If you love him, you pay attention to him. You will sacrifice for him. And you will sorry, you feel sorry for him. Well, if you love him, if you have interest in him, and you will feel sorry for him when he doesn't do the jobs well done, or jobs well. When others talk, you have to check whether you listen to them well and try to understand why they are talking to you like that. Or you think of something to, you know, talk back. Well, to become a good counselor, you should be able to listen to others well. That's what senior pastor has done. When he talks to people, he pay attention to others' talk and try to understand their hearts. And he felt sorry, and he had a very humble heart to listen to others. Let's say there are people from the insurance company. Now, from the beginning, senior pastor listens to them. What happened to you? What about this? What about that? When he talks about computer, you know, because I'm a senior pastor, I have to tell them what I need. But senior pastor asks their opinion first, instead of saying what he needs first. And when the experts give advice, he listens to them and do it. They were meeting with the members of the Lattice Automation and senior pastor. It was a 30-minute listening, a 30-minute meeting time. But for 30 minutes, senior pastor asked them, what happened to your department store? What about your department store? What is the current trend? And senior pastor listened to them because he wanted to pray for them, thinking their situation. So when we talk to someone, we first be able to listen to them first and pay attention to them. If you think of what you should talk back when they stop talking to you, then you are arrogant. The fifth character of the arrogant people is that they judge and condemn others. With their knowledge or etiquette or the word of God, they easily judge and condemn others. There are among many characters of the arrogant people, but this is the most outstanding character. They have their knowledge, but it is limited knowledge. But with that limited knowledge, those arrogant people easily condemn and judge people. James 4, verse 11 says, "Do not speak against one another, brethren." When people speak against you, you should be able to deal with them in goodness. When you know they speak against you, so you speak against them. They got angry at you, so you got angry at them. Then you are the same with them. When they do evil to you, if you don't have evil, you cannot do evil to them. When they are angry at you, if you don't have hot temper in you, you cannot become angry at them. When they speak against you, you shouldn't speak against them. You should not say, you know, they did it first, so I have to do it back. It's an excuse. Father God says, do not speak against one another. There is always someone who speaks against first. If you don't speak back against them, then that speaking against or judging or criticizing cannot continue. If you don't have any heart of, you know, if you don't have any heart of, you know, speaking against anyone, then you will not speak against them. James 4:11 says, do not speak against one another, brethren. He who speaks against the brother or judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. So again, by the law, you judge God and you speak against God. You shouldn't do that. Verse 11 continues to say, but if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but judge of it. Father God is the only judge. However, when you become arrogant, you become God. When you judge your brother, you judge the law. When you condemn your brother, it means you become the judge. It's great evil. However, who judge others do not think like this. Even though they become arrogant and they become the judge, nobody tells them that they are sinning. But they have to realize it is grave sin and evil. So James 4:12 says, there is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. Our Father God established the law and gave us commandments, and Father God himself judges, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judge your neighbor? So, the judge is our Father God, the Creator, and our, as His creatures, all we have to do is just to keep His commandments. As you listen to the senior pastor in the conference, instead of judging and condemning, you know, senior pastor always tried to pray for others. You realize that during the conference, right? To discern correctly in whatever they do, first, they have to get rid of untruths and become one with Father God in their hearts. We learn the goodness of Father God. We learn the love of Father God, the love to give one's own life to others. However, when you learn Father God's love, the love to give only the good things, the love to sacrifice oneself for others, how beautiful it is. We have to long for such heart and have it. Because of untruth in you, even though you are wrong and others are right, you may judge others. The goodness of the fourth level and the fifth level are different. There are people who pray fervently and, you know, cast off evil. And they have spiritual eyes open and could see in the spiritual things. But some, you know, fleshly people judge them. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 13 and 14 says, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. So when people do not come into spiritual level, they cannot discern. When they stay in the flesh, they only know the flesh. You may have the knowledge, but when you don't come into the level of spirit, you cannot understand things of the spirit. But those who enter the spiritual level, they understand the spiritual things because they experience them. Senior pastor lived his life with prayers, and there are many members who prayed a lot, who experienced great inner spiritual things. They prayed hard, they are sanctified, they experienced the spiritual things. Only then can they talk about spiritual things. If you don't pray like that, if you don't change like them, then you cannot understand spiritual things. Senior pastor once talked about what happened in 1983 when he prayed in the mountain. Just like the way our Lord prayed, he prayed until the sweat became blood drops. You know, when after he prayed, you know, his underwear got wet. No, when he prayed, it was, you know, under, you know, 18 degrees Celsius. Or in winter, it is much lower than that. So, you know, the sweat didn't come out. But he thought about the Lord who prayed so desperately, and the sweat becomes the drops of blood. He, senior pastor, thought about how the Lord prayed. Well, back then, he couldn't afford a good room, so he had to take a shower in cold water. He prayed all day long on top of round rock, on the rock. It was like 5, 6, 10 under zero, but there was no thick blanket. The window was broken. He couldn't afford to break it. So the room was not warm. The air inside the room was cold. Even ink got frozen. In the morning, he woke up early. He ate, went up to the mountain and prayed all day long. Came in the evening and prayed. And then he went back to evening, went to the mountain again. He spent 4 years like that since 1983. After Sunday evening service, he went back to mountain, and he came back after on Friday. He spent years like that. No, he spent decades like that. That's what he's been doing for 33 years. That's why he can communicate with Father God, and he can manifest God's power. But why other Christians do not like this? He witnessed and proclaimed that Father God is alive, and he glorifies Father God through the power. As he does that, churches, not only in this country but also in other countries, got strengthened. They now witness that Father God is alive and Father God is working, and it becomes great hope to Christians. Since they are strengthened, they try to live by the word, and they try to pray. They run toward heaven with hope. Since there is a church like this, and as they listen to news about Father God's working, it is so good. So you should not judge, even if you don't experience what you hear. It's like to judge others or judge God. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, "But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually appraised." Well, people think it is foolish when they heard that there is a work of the Holy Spirit. However, people of spirit do not judge or condemn anyone. When people criticize them, they rather have mercy on them and pray for them. Instead of, you know, fighting against them, they don't criticize them. They don't judge them. They rather pray with love for them. They revere God. They live by the will of God. How can they become judge? They will not do that. Senior pastor once explained that what is judging and what is pointing. Dear brothers and sisters, do you correctly understand when you judge out of your evil or when you discern things by the help of the Holy Spirit? Do you know the difference between them? The biggest difference between them is that whether you deal with people with love or not. If you want to reveal righteousness that you know, then you will try to judge others by judging them. However, if you love them, you will try to lead them into the light, then you can discern the spiritual things. Even if it's clear that others committed sin, instead of judging or condemning them, you will try to give them another chance to come to life. As I prepared this message, I was touched. Even in 1990s, senior pastor mentioned this message. You should not judge. You should not condemn others. You should deal with people with love. Even though it is clear that they committed sin, you have to think of how to revive them, how to give them life back. Senior Pastor once mentioned in the last conference how to save people, how to give them good things. He only thought about those things, and we should do that too. When we heard it, well, we thought, you know, it was so good message, but he already taught us like that in 1990s. Now, we are ready to engrave the message in our heart and change ourselves, since it is truth, instead of judging others. Now we can change ourselves to save people, help people, and wait for others. Even though we give them advice, we do it with love, with treasuring heart. We should look back whether you're doing it or not. When we listen to this message, we might have thought that, you know, it's too difficult to do it. However, Senior Pastor has prayed for us until we are able to do it right now. Those who entered in the Holy Spirit, they sacrifice themselves, they think of others all the time, to save others, to give them help. Now we are witnessing them. So, there are people around us who are actually practicing them. We should be able to do that as well. Let's think of Jesus' ministry. When people ignored, the tax collectors or demon-possessed, the Jewish people tried to judge them and then kill them. However, Jesus wanted them to repent and come to salvation. So instead of judging what they did was right or not, they embraced them with the heart of cotton, and they gave them good ways to turn back from their wicked ways. He didn't judge them by the truth. He embraced them. And he found them the best way for them to repent and turn back. If we can discern things with the heart of the Lord, just like our Jesus Christ, we should be always be full of the Holy Spirit and armed with the Word of God. No matter what we think or what we say, even though we teach with the words of truth, Father God searches our heart whether we are doing it with love. You know the truth and you speak the truth. However, if you have a heart of judging and condemning, not loving others, we cannot hide it from Father God. You should never become arrogant and judge or condemn others. We have to embrace them only with love. We have to listen to them. We have to pray for them so that they could repent and turn back. Do you think it's difficult? No. Well, we might have thought in the past that it might be very difficult to practice, but after 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, we have seen Senior Pastor. We committed sin leading to death. We were destined to go to hell. However, Senior Pastor said, I am to blame. And he shed tears for us, and he gave intercessory prayer for us, embracing us in his heart. And we thought, only some special people can stand on the rock or come into spirit. But now he opened the way for us to stand on the rock and come into spirit and the Holy Spirit. And now, Senior Pastor told us to become like him. Senior Pastor embraced us. Now, after we come into spirit and the Holy Spirit, thanks to him, how can we judge and condemn others? We look at ourselves and we don't have any evil in us. However, whether we have to ask ourselves whether we are judging others with love. Someone behaves very rude. But there are people who serve others and respect others, they cannot become rude like this. Even if others do something wrong, they rather advise them with love and help them realize their mistake by themselves. So, they can be loved by others. And the people will feel very happy when such people are around them. They have a heart as soft as a cotton, and they embrace others. So many people come close to them. So, they become very honorable people. With this principle, those who don't look at others back and understand others and try to humble before others, you know, they become very honorable people. So, as you go higher ranks, but you know, humble yourself all the more, then it is a sure thing to say that you are so beautiful. As you become the worker, you should be more humble. You should understand others more. Now let me talk about the outcome of arrogance and service of our shepherd. Arrogant people may think, you know, their lives are prosperous and they are respected, they are acknowledged, but their end is destruction. James 4:6 says, but he gives a greater grace. Therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If you read the Chronicles or, you know, Bible, then you can find these examples a lot. When kings depended on God and became humble, then the kings became honorable and their countries became strong. However, when they become proud and arrogant, and when they disobeyed the word of God or stood against God's prophet, they were punished or their entire country was in big trouble. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7 says, the Lord makes poor and rich. He brings low, he also exalts. Only fortune and misfortune belongs to God. Father God can make poor and rich, and he brings low or exalts. If you read the Bible, you can find many signs and wonders. This church manifests signs and wonders a lot. All kinds of power of God is manifested in this church. However, if you are proud in your heart, it becomes a grave obstacle for you to, you know, to stand before God. You don't realize yourself because of this pride. Even though you ignore others, it is not revealed outwardly greatly, so you don't realize whether you are arrogant or not. There are people who became, you know, proud and arrogant instantly through the spiritual experience. Now I can communicate with God. They become arrogant like this. Even if you see spiritual things, it does not mean you have such, you know, deep spiritual. You have the depth of spirit. Through our shepherd, we learn spiritual orders. You learn how to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit, how to be guided by Him. As you get rid of flesh and enter spirit and whole spirit, we can clearly communicate with Father God and listen to His voice. As you enter such level, we are not proud anymore, but we serve all the time. We become humble. We have 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. We have beatitudes in us. And love of the love chapter is in us. Such people can receive revelation. Such people can communicate with Father God. Our mommy members have spiritualized open, but they diligently bear the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit and beatitudes and love chapter. They always humble and they serve others. That's why they are given many gifts from Father God. And even though they saw many dwelling places in heaven, they are rather humble and they look for ways to serve others and become before Father God. You know, you should be more humble as you experience spiritual things. But if you say, I know God, I am loved by God, if you say like this, then you know, you don't realize how proud you are. Then even if you work hard, the actual spiritual growth is very slow. You cannot have deeper relationship with Father God, so Father God will very feel sorry for you. Therefore, especially if you are workers, you have to be diligently pray and fervently, and you have to be able to look at yourself with fear. Even when you find a trivial pride in you, you have to quickly get rid of it. Father God hates arrogance and pride. And Father God is searching for diligent one. The Bible talks about the outcome of the pride and arrogance. Think of the history of this country or the history of other countries. Even a king were disgraced who was, you know, arrogant. There is a saying that goes, all roads lead to Rome. You know, back then, the Roman emperors were considered like a god. There was a very good emperor like, you know, Octavianus, and there are other, you know, emperors who were very bad. And then Caligula was one of those, you know, emperors. He considered him like, you know, a god. He wasted, you know, money, and he robbed, you know, his people of money. And, you know, he even forced his people to worship him. Because he considered himself a god. He became so arrogant like this. He considered himself like a god, and he ridiculed and insulted his people. Later on, he was criticized and met the miserable end. However, we can find this stuff in the Bible. Proverbs 14:3 says, in the mouth of the foolish is the rod for his back, but the lips of the wise will protect them. Well, you can understand this well when you compare the Queen Vashti and Esther. Now, think of behavior and words of Queen Vashti. You know, the king, you know, thought that Vashti was very beautiful. He wanted to show her beauty to his people. However, she was arrogant, and she didn't listen to the king. So, she was removed from her throne. So we can see how arrogant she was always, and she was not favored by even kings and subordinates. If she had been humble and received in a favor from king's subordinates, she wouldn't have experienced this. She wouldn't have been dethroned from her queen's position. But think of Esther. Proverbs 14:3, the lips of the wise will protect them, as it says, she was able to, you know, protect herself. She worked in the will of God 100%. Even though king loved her, he rather served the king greatly. All this came from her wisdom, and she could protect herself. Now, what should we realize from this example? Many people got hurt during the conversation. They become sad and they become hurted. On the other hand, you may rejoice or your hearts may be refreshed. Let's make an example of one husband and wife. Even though there is argument, they shouldn't bring it to extreme. There are words that they should not speak. However, when they speak those harsh words and they, you know, provoke others' anger, they stimulate the weakest part, and they become very, you know, ferocious to each other. Even if someone speaks against you with evil heart, you should rather treat him or her with warm heart and love. However, if you talk back, thinking of you know, what she or he spoke against you, then you are bringing that, you know, argument to extreme. I hope you can find this and change yourself. Even in that case, if you have the wisdom of humbleness, even if your husband or wife speaks against you, if you have the wisdom of the Syrophoenician lady, then the game may be, you know, turned upside down. Even though she was, you know, regarded it like a dog, you know, she rather made a beautiful confession. Her confession was so beautiful that, you know, Jesus had to give answer to her prayer. Jesus knew that in advance that she would confess like that. So our Lord gave her a blessing later. So we know that her daughter was saved. So we have the humble heart like this, we can have beautiful relationship. Romans 12:21 says, "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Even though evil do evil to you, you should do good to them." So instead of speaking harsh language, you should be wise to talk back with words of goodness, even though they speak against you with the words of evil. You know, even worldly people set a line that they should not come across as a human beings. And it is wisdom not go beyond the limit. There are words that you should not talk to your children, and there are words that you should not talk to your parents. Senior pastor is in charge of this great church. However, he has never insulted a young pastor of a little church. Even though Father God gave him the right of blessing and curse, he has never cursed even evil people. Even workers disobeyed him. He didn't make them submissive. He rather taught them, helped them understand, and prayed for them with tears, and waited for many decades. The workers around him nowadays, senior pastor waited for them to change for many decades. He prayed for those so that they could become beautiful children before Father God. Now, they are becoming spiritual warriors before God. Those people around him, senior pastor never gave up on them, and then they grew up well. Even though we are not perfect yet, you know, senior pastor always have waited for us until we become perfect. When we didn't stand on the rock, when we were far from spirit, he had hope for us and he waited. Now there are many people of spirit, people of whole spirit around them, you know. We can see how he has waited. We should do that too. We should not say, it's a senior pastor, that's why he could do it. Look at people around me. You know, they are stubborn. They don't say amen to whatever I say. But you have to see how long years he has waited until the workers around him come to change. So you should rather say, you know, now I think of what senior pastor did to his people around him. Now I should do the same thing. In a meeting, when it is time to set a schedule, senior pastor does not insist his own idea. When he goes to restaurant, he doesn't give orders. He rather says, you know, choose whatever you like. I like this one. Then senior pastor choose that one. Well, why don't you give an order? The senior pastor says, it is my choice to choose what others like. And that is good to me. He always yield like this. Even family, to his family, he does that.
당회장님이 메뉴를 주장하시는 것이 아니라 당회장님 어디로 갈까요? 여쭈면 알아서 선택.
He always says, you know, go wherever you like to go. He always chooses what others like. He always goes what others like to go.
나는 여러 사람이 원하는 것.
He always says,
"내 기쁩니다."
You know, I choose what others like, and that is my pleasure. That's what he has done. Wherever he went, whatever he ate, he always thought of others. And he said it was his happiness. He said he is happy when he put himself into others' shoes. When others rejoice, when they look happy, he said he was happy. And he said he is happy when he helps others who are in need. My brother is poor. What is the use if I eat well? If my brother eats well, sleeps well, and that's my happiness. He said it 20 years ago. Now, he was the same 10 years ago, and he's the same today. He considered others' happiness as his. He is so, you know, pleased when others receive blessing. His power became greater and greater. He reveals many secrets of the spiritual realm to us. We should never, you know, say that with only words that we are humble. We should come up with our deeds. Even though, you know, he is 40 or 50 years, you know, older than other young people, he never talks back with, you know, unrespective words. He says, if I don't respect them just because they are younger than me, how can I be loved by them? He said, it is rather beneficial to him to respect them even though they are young people. Since he humbles himself all the time and respects others, you know, he speaks like that. Senior Pastor said he once thought to him like this. What if he had said, hey, you, come on, come here. Hey, come, kid. Give, do this and do that. How faithful you are. He thought himself if he could be full of the Holy Spirit when he did that. Have you ever imagined, you know, senior pastor talks like that? Come here, man. Hey, hey, do this, kid. Why don't you do that? No, do this. Do that. He has never done that. He always asks us our opinion, and he always considers our situation first. Without gentleness and serving mind, we cannot become humble. If we, you know, speak harshly to others, we cannot have the heart of, you know, a serving. If you talk to your brother, hey man, do this. Hey, why don't you come at this time? If you give orders like this, it is not the heart of serving. It is not the heart of serving even young kid. You know, when I see senior pastor, you will be so humble. I mean, you will be so happy when senior pastor says, come to my office at this time. But senior pastor never says that. Senior pastor checks whether you have an appointment at that time. And he's tried to find the time slot that it is most convenient to you. Even though it is a short time, you know, even though there is not much time, and if there is a time slot which is very short, you know, he always checks, yet still that, you know, if it bothered us. When we respected others, when we truly serve others, you know, we will not think we are superior to others. We will not insult them. We will not disrespect them. We rather serve them, respect them. Well, that's what our Lord did. He said, you know, He didn't condemn a lady. Go, from now on, sin no more. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But He didn't condemn the lady who committed sin of adultery. Senior Pastor always says, I am to blame. And He rather, you know, a praise on behalf of us with tears. Dear brothers and sisters, why don't you become humble? It will be so good. When we become humble and serve others, how good would it be? How good would it be if we resembled our Lord? Our Lord said, He came to serve, not to be served. Serving others makes us happy. Well, whoever we see, they look lovely. Even though they don't live in the truth, they look ugly. Because we love them. They are the children of God. Even though they don't live by the word of God yet, they are sons and daughters of God. Men of hot temper become men of goodness. Arrogant people change to listen to God's word all the time. Even though they are lazy now, they will become diligent later on. Since you think people like this, you always look at them with a heart of love. That's what Senior Pastor, this is what Senior Pastor said. Now, those people already entered the Spirit. Those people of Spirit, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, they were not like as they are now. They were arrogant. They were full. They rather talk back to others with ill feelings. But Senior Pastor waited for them long, had hope for them. Whenever they felt love of the shepherd, they always checked themselves and they were able to change. If you look at people like this kind of heart, then you can love everybody. Father God gave our shepherd a great power. It is so great that, you know, there was a swine flu in Israel. When the senior pastor prayed, the flu was gone. Ebola virus was gone when the senior pastor prayed for that virus. When MERS made our people, you know, suffer in this country, when the senior pastor prayed for it, it's gone. Now we think, why senior pastor prays and this kind of work take place? Why does the temperature drop down by 10 degrees in Celsius? Why is it? It's not in accordance with justice. On his birthday, the weather changes. This kind of great power, Father God will let this power reveal to people of the world. Until that happens, Senior Pastor has piled up justice with love and tears. He revealed spiritual realm after he went through with tears and fasting and prayers for many years. Spiritual realm is invisible. Back then, he couldn't see. However, he prayed, he hung on to God. Now, He shows that spiritual realm to us. Our Father God sends down the dragonflies to us. After our shepherd, you know, make it happen. Now, such shepherd has paid the just pride of the justice that we should have paid. We were arrogant. We were evil. When we thought like that, but whenever we discover ourselves, Senior Pastor prayed for such men like us. And Father God's love helped us change as we discover our true selves. As once you enter Spirit, it's not easy to discover what you are short of. However, as you pray fervently, apply the shepherd's love to you, then you may discover yourself. A man of spirit once testified like this.
본인은 훈령을 받으면서 그리고 자신보다 훈령이 높은 사람에 대해서는 말도 내지 않았고 생각하지 않았습니다. 그 사람의 어떤 부족한 모습이 보거나 저가
never judged or condemned a one who had the higher level of faith.
나는 누가가 말을 해도 나는 내지 않았고 생각도 하지 않았고
She didn't say any word. She thought, you know, she was doing well.
그런데 어느 때
But one day
영의 사람이고 열심히 잘 가는 분인데 그분이 이제
A man of spirit was under refinement and she couldn't pray hard because of the weakness.
아, 그래. 체력이 안 돼서 그렇지 하고 어떤 생각도 하지 않았어요.
Then she didn't even think, you know, she was weak. She's weak that she couldn't pray. Now, she went to a meeting and then she found her, you know, praying so fervently. So she thought to herself, what is this? But she erased the thought.
그 장면을 이순희 목사님이 똑같이
Now, Pastor Soo-jin Lee saw the same scene. However, Pastor Soo-jin Lee said, wow, so good. She is given the strength today, so she can lead a prayer meeting like that. So good. So fortunate today. Next day, she couldn't pray because she didn't have strength. But Pastor Soo-jin Lee said, wow, she is weak today. I'm so sorry. Now, when she heard that, I'm talking about a man of spirit. I thought, you know, I shouldn't think. But what is that? Not to think about her. Didn't I really not think of her? Or did I put something in my heart? Or did I think that, you know, if I thought about her, I wouldn't receive, you know, my measure of faith? Understanding others' hearts and, you know, holding their hands and, you know, walking together with them. She should be like that, but after she compared herself with senior pastor's love and Pastor Soo-jin Lee's love, she was able to realize. A man of spirit went to a prayer meeting. It was a parish meeting. Now she went to a prayer meeting. Now the prayer meeting was not full of Holy Spirit. So she thought to herself that, well, the prayer meeting is not full of Spirit. But this time, by the help of the Holy Spirit, she thought like that, what it is to think of others in this situation. When she thought like that, wow, this prayer meeting is not full of Spirit yet. I should come here more often and help them. And she said, you know, she decided to come to that prayer meeting quite often. So after prayer meeting, you know, while moving or driving a car, she said to the senior deaconess, who couldn't pray well in the prayer meeting, said, I left home 7:30 in the morning to come to this prayer meeting. Now prayer meeting is over. Now I have to go home, but it will take me 3.5 hours. But I'm so happy not to miss, you know, every prayer meeting in my parish. That's what she heard from, you know, the senior deaconess. Then when she heard it, she asked herself, why didn't I see these things? Why did I think the prayer meeting was not, you know, full of the Holy Spirit? And she thought to herself that I should think of other situation more. And she said, now she can find something that she couldn't see before after she came into spirit. She prayed to God that I couldn't understand others. I couldn't understand the reasons. Why was she able to think like this? Because she compared her heart to the heart of the shepherd. She heard the levels of goodness. She heard the level goodness of God, goodness of the Lord, and goodness of other higher ranked in the spiritual people. As you apply that to yourself, you can also change. You have to always ask yourself that whether how much you think of others, how much you respect them, how much you put yourself into their shoes. Sinji Pastor said that he couldn't understand the secrets of the spiritual realm in the beginning. But he prayed, and Father God helped him to understand as he looked at those things with his bare eyes. Then he was able to understand it very easily. As he did that, now we can see all those spiritual things thanks to our shepherd. Now, he paid the price of justice for us to stand on the rock and enter spirit and the Holy Spirit. Now, he still pays the price of justice. Why? Because the souls of the world and in this country to repent and come to faith. He did it for us first. He shed tears and he spent days and months and years like that. But now he pays the price of justice for those people of the world and of this country. Now when he goes out after he got power, he would change people without much effort. Now whenever we pray for our shepherd, thanks to my shepherd, I came into the spirit, and now I stood on the rock. Now, so many people of the world will also change thanks to our shepherd. And as we pray for our senior pastor, we pray that many members of this church, especially those people of spirit, go out to the world on behalf of senior pastor, so that many diseases can be healed when they prayed with the handkerchief. So, Father, please, let many people be healed. Now, such works are seen before our eyes. We heard that Father God would reveal it soon. Until then, we should remember what kind of sacrifice our shepherd has made. Let me conclude this message. I told you two characteristics of pride and its outcome. You have to check yourself whether you take others' advice with joy and thanks, or your facial look change and come up with excuses. You have to check whether you misunderstand others and have ill feelings against others. When you're arrogant, you judge and condemn others. As a worker, you may give advice to others. However, you have to always check what kind of heart you do that. Even though you sacrifice yourself and see some loss, you have to seek for others' benefit. Father God is spirit. He searches our heart and mind. We should seek Father's benefit from the depths of our heart, not because the words, tell us so. We shouldn't do it by force. We should with complete humbleness as we consider others. Let's think of the others and pray together.
Amen.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer by faith for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Father God, Almighty Father of love, please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts from them and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses, and go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast and uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened, get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents, and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away, and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. Their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirit, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness and darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. All as their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disaster throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.